For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wonder how one would decide that this is their theme song. I mean, we've got a lot of guys with theme songs.
Wouldn't have been my choice, but it fits Toby, I think.
Yeah, you would want acid breath.
Bath.
Whatever.
It started as a joke, Roost, where years ago we were talking about what your walk-up song would be for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'd be such a good baseball player, I'm going to walk up to this song saying I'm worth it. Pay me my money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the tune is catchy, so you
just
went with it.
You just kind of stuck with it.
I just went with it.
I thought you were saying that whatever grandiose paycheck you get around here, that you're worth it.
What I get paid, I am worth it, which is minuscule, but yeah.
Okay. It's nice to see you, Toby Altizer.
Good to see you.
I know you just did 4 hours, J.P. Finley on the never-ending vacation plan.
Yeah.
I'm
not complaining. He hasn't taken enough vacation yet that I was the other guy today with B-Mitch. I was the other guy, according to one of our callers. So, haven't quite made it yet.
I mean, listen, you, as I've told you, you have not only grown exponentially in terms of your impact
and
here,
weight. Oh.
I'm not like that. You've grown exponentially in terms of your impact here, but also your ego has just like jumped off the page. You went from
I still have no idea where this is coming from, Toby,
and your ego, you're just like the aura that you carry yourself with, Tobes, has just gone out of control. We've got to talk about
this. And so you're trying to get me in check.
Yeah, basically.
A guy that doesn't have an ego and has kept his aura in control, Chris Russell, is going to help me out here.
I mean, isn't that the kind of guy I am? I'm always willing to help out the Young Bucks.
Get some tips from Linnell.
I don't know if you want to do anything Linnell does. Anyway, we'll leave that one alone. All right. So you just got done with 4 hours with B-Mitch and thanks for having me on, by the way.
Absolutely.
Coming up on Thursday night, speaking of Linnell, you and Linnell, I said Denton Day yesterday. My fault.
Doing some future, like day two and day three stuff.
Okay,
so maybe not fully off.
Yeah, maybe that was it. You and Linnell are going to be hosting our first round NFL draft show right here on the Team 980, starting at 8 o'clock after an extended version of Craig Hoffman. See Craig Hoffman. Speaking of making big bucks, they've got to get an extra hour from him, right? Because sometimes he gets like these shortened shows and he gets a little vacation. So they're making him work hard. So you and Linnell are going to start at 8 and you're going to go until 1 a.m. here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. First round pick by pick coverage, and it's going to be a wild one. We were just talking to Jay Paterno, son of the legendary Joe Paterno, college football analyst, author, all that. We were talking about, obviously, of course, again, Cam Ward is going to go number one to Tennessee, but really the draft and the intrigue starts at number two because I don't know at this point if Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter is going to Cleveland, and then either or is going to the Giants. But the drumbeat from all the NFL insiders, the Schragers, the Schefters, whatever, is that the Giants are still seriously considering Shedeur Sanders at three.
Yeah, you have no idea where this one's going to go. Because at least last year, you knew that it was going to be three quarterbacks. You knew it was going to be Caleb Williams. You didn't know if it was going to be Jaden or Drake May. We kind of learned leading up to it was probably going to be Jaden. And so you knew Drake May was going three. So you knew the 1-2-3. You have no idea. Once you get past Cam Ward, it can go any number of directions. And it's difficult right now to kind of sift through all the draft rumors and all this stuff. Because a couple years ago, it was C.J. Stroud's going to fall outside the top 10 and this and that. He went number two. So Shedeur, he could slip. He could this. Shedeur could just go to the Giants at three. And who knows how this thing goes, but it could get crazy because, you know, now you're getting some reports today saying that number two and number three, the Browns and the Giants are getting calls about
taking calls,
about trades. And, you know, if you're the Chicago Bears and you're sitting there and you say, we want Ashton Jeanty so bad, and there's no chance we're going to get him at 10 because either the Jaguars at 5 or the Raiders are going to take him at 6. Maybe you're trading up. Maybe someone's trading up because they view Travis Hunter as the greatest football player of this generation. Maybe someone wants that edge rusher. I mean, it could get crazy, and this is one of the crazier ones in my recent memory because you just, outside of number one, you have no idea what's going to happen.
All right, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham, 8 o'clock Thursday night right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Full draft one, or full round one. NFL draft coverage, of course, the draft in Green Bay, Washington at 29. So question that I asked yesterday was, and a different version I'm going to ask today, is if you're the Commanders and you're at 29, and let's just say it's trade back or take a cornerback, and I gave a bunch of options, you know, the kid from Michigan, couple others. If that was the choice, and again, that's not going to be the only choice, but if that's in Adam Peters, Lance Newmark's mind, that's what it essentially comes down to. A bunch of the edge guys are gone, or you think there's so much depth, whatever. But if it came down cornerback or trade down, which one would you prefer them to do?
I would say trade down, basically, unless it's an edge rusher. But I also don't know the market for a trade down, which is something you have to consider. And I think there are some good corners you can get there. Like, if the kid from Michigan, Will Johnson, slips all the way there, he's someone that was thought to be a top 15 pick. And then he kind of struggled this past season.
Yep.
Testing numbers weren't great. But he's a good football player that maybe didn't have as good a year. Could you consider that maybe? The Maxwell Hairston kid out of Kentucky. I know some people
I don't know if he's a great fit because he plays a lot of zone and they want to play more man.
Yeah, and I think people are going to be scared because you see a little undersized corner. You think Emmanuel Forbes. So I personally would prefer a trade down unless there's an edge rusher that they absolutely love. Mm-hmm. But again, I just don't know. You know, unless there's another quarterback that's going to go in the first round, who's trading up for when we hear this draft, we hear 25 to 75 or whatever numbers you want to pick. They're they're kind of the same caliber player. Then why would I want to trade up for someone?
Would you hate running back at 29 or would you be like, nah?
I wouldn't hate it. I think if you're going like Trevion Henderson, there is probably the name that you're thinking.
Yeah, there's been a lot of smoke around that. I mean, Jay Paterno was just glowing praise.
I think to me, when I'm looking at this offense right now, I think they're a weapon shy. Choose your whatever you want, whether it's a receiver, a speedy receiver, whether it's another tight end that
they
can run the
juice.
Seams, whether it's, or a running back that's explosive. Because to me, the thing I picture right now, if you get Trevion Henderson in here, is running a read option with Jaden. They're playing the quarterback because they can't let his legs take over. And Trevion Henderson breaks one tackle and he's gone for a 65-yard touchdown.
And he can absolutely do that. Can he be a bell cow kind of guy, though? Whatever the modern-day bell cow is. Can he even carry it 17 to 20 times if you need him effectively and still be a good receiver and not get beat up?
I don't know. And that's probably the big knock. But at the same point, do I need him to do that?
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs isn't carrying the ball 20
times.
Fair.
That's fair.
And they have a second good running back in David Montgomery, so you need another one. But do you think maybe you could work with that Sonic and Knuckles, so to speak, what they call themselves in Detroit? Could you do that with a Trevion Henderson and a Brian Robinson, or if you want to throw Austin Ekeler still in that mix? I think if they were to get an explosive weapon at the running back position, though, that's the one I would go with because it just gives you much more, where last season was an anomaly. in the second half of the year, they were able to play ball control football without a run game.
Yeah.
That just doesn't really happen.
And you don't want to keep exposing
exactly right
your quarterback to that, which what I said all last year, and people told me I was crazy. And, well, they got away with it for a year. You don't want to keep tempting fate. You want him to be a quarterback.
Exactly.
Not a running back. Not a hybrid weapon. All right. We all understand, you know, some of the temptations of that.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You keep saying edge pass rusher. And I agree with you. I wonder, depending on, again, how many guys are available, if they're going to look and say, well, we think we can get one at 61 or with a trade up from 61. If they stay at 29, they maybe go a different position. But say they do 29 and an edge. Is there one guy that you think is going to be there that you like more than the other? Others.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Green is the name that I always come back to, but I don't know that he's going to make it to 29. There's off the field stuff kind of dealing with him, but he's an explosive athlete. The names that I think always get thrown around are Ezeraku out of Boston College. I'm intrigued by him, and James Pierce out of Tennessee. And I don't quite understand what's going on with Pierce from Tennessee. The guy can play on the football field.
Right.
People question his
Everybody
off the field
him,
stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what it is. I wish there was a way to understand what it is, because in terms of like legal trouble, from what I understand,
don't think it's that.
It's not a lot of legal trouble. It's like a speeding
ticket. It's like motor. It's desire. It's like the burning passion. And that stuff seems, not that that's more worrisome to me than, say, any kind of allegations that, like you said, Mike Green is facing or has faced or has dealt with, but that can be concerning for the wrong, for this staff.
You get like a Ricky Williams out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you can also get the other side, because there's a guy right now playing in the NBA playoffs. Every time I remember this, I think of one guy. It's Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. When he was coming out of the draft, there wasn't a consensus at number one, and people were questioning, does Anthony Edwards love it? And I get that it's a little bit different sports. I get all that, but I think in years past, as soon as you throw up that red flag to me, Rooster, pass. But I think with this culture that they've built in this building, this new leadership, if they decide to go that way, I'm not going to be opposed to it, because I think they feel like they can bring the best out of them.
You know, I believe what you're saying in that regard. The thing that makes me worry is, now partially because they needed it, because they needed body count, but they weren't able to turn around Fedarian Mathis, Emmanuel Forbes, Jamin Davis. You know, like some of the garbage. Now the difference is they would be choosing this as opposed to inheriting it. But as good as this staff is and as good as this front office is, they weren't able to turn around those guys. Jahan Dotson, another example. Again, they didn't choose them, so that's the obvious caveat. I wonder if it's different because they're choosing a Mike Green or James Pierce, if that's the decision, and, you know.
I think it does have to be a little bit different, right? With choosing, it's similar like if you go into college somewhere, You know, a lot of kids transfer now, but back in the day, like, you had the option.
Wait, kids transfer? They use the transfer portal?
Yeah, all the
time. Have you ever heard of NIL?
Okay. But, you know, back in the day, like, if the coach left, you could transfer. But for a kid that stayed, your role might change.
Right.
You didn't get recruited by this guy. You got recruited by another person who's a little bit different, and their message might be different. What they're asking you to do might be different. The way that they communicate, all those things might be different. So I think it does matter that they're drafting this guy, regardless of who it is.
One more, and then we'll let you get over to Nationals Park. Nationals back home after a 10-game road stand. You know, 2 out of 3 over Colorado. You would have loved for them to get the extra run there and swept a bad Colorado team, but that didn't happen. The thing I took away most from, I guess, the overall trip, and Coors Field helps. Dylan Cruz, not only the home runs to the opposite field, the hit in the ninth inning on Sunday night where he went down to virtually one knee and smoked it. That reminded me, okay, why he was considered so special. We know how good he is defensively. We know people hit at Coors Field. That was a really good sign, despite some chilly, chilly weather. To me, that hit in the ninth inning, I don't know if you saw it, going down almost to one knee and not golfing it, but actually driving it, I think in the right center field again, made me go, okay, this is what I came to see. Are you feeling a lot better or just moderately better?
Moderately.
Okay.
You don't want to get carried away because, like you said, it is Coors Field. But at the same point, you'll take anything you can get because it's been a struggle. So I'm interested to see in this homestand where you get 3 against the Orioles, 4 against the Mets, to see if it carries over. He's someone that, to me, is a winning baseball player. And you see him make plays all over the place defensively. You see him make plays on the base paths. He had a run scored in the Rockies series where he steals third, draws a throw from the catcher, who throws it into left field. There's a run score. Like, he's going to force you to make baseball plays, and if you make a mistake, he's going to make you pay for it. And so he's a winning ball player. It's just about getting that bat going and seeing him be able to drive the ball over the wall to right center field. I think the more encouraging thing for me was just every single hit or every time he made contact, it seemed to be over 100 miles an hour in Colorado.
Yeah.
And when he's going well, he's just going to hit the ball hard. Now, is it always going to result in a hit? Probably not. But he's going to live right center to left center. He's going to hit a lot the other way, and he's just going to rip the ball into gaps. He's not a home run hitter.
No.
I think some Nats fans get this wrong idea that he's going to hit 30 home runs. He's not going to do
that. But if he hits 20 home runs and hits 280, 285, somewhere in that range. And
like, you'd be happy if
Gold Glove,
he's not this player, but similar style to what Anthony Rendon was at the plate. If he hits you a home run, you're great, but you're expecting a lot of gappers, a lot of doubles,
a lot of line drives.
And I think, you know, with his athleticism, he's going to be able to create some havoc on the base paths. So
no, I think that's
going to be interesting to watch to see if he can keep it up.
Nothing says late April baseball like a 9-12 Orioles team and a 9-13 Washington Nationals team, eh?
This is going to be a barn burner because you have the worst starting rotation ERA coming to town in the Orioles and the worst bullpen ERA in the bigs in the Nationals.
In other words, Tobes, be expecting to go over in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning tonight. Be expecting to be at the ballpark until, I don't know, about 11 o'clock, 11:15, 11:30. Hell, why don't we celebrate and go for midnight? Why don't we do that?
Let's do it.
Tomorrow night, not tonight, tomorrow night, the Orioles and the Nationals right here on the Team 980. Tonight, 106.7 The Fan. That's because tomorrow night, game 2 of the Eastern Conference quarters, Montreal and Washington on The Fan. So tomorrow night's Orioles-Nationals game will be right here. And again, Thursday night at 8 o'clock, Toby and that other guy. What's his name?
Linnell.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Second youngest in charge.
Yeah, the second. Right. We got a lot of youngest in charges. they will be taking center stage 8 o'clock. And Metal Chris will be here babysitting the two of you.
Yeah.
He's stuck with us.
He's going to have to keep you guys under control.
Got
to
have an adult in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some wrangling.
Otherwise, he's going to have to put some acid breath on you.
I'll pass on that.
Okay.
Acid bath.
Whatever. Thank you, Tobe.
Always good to chat, man.
Have fun. Appreciate you. That is the great Toby Altizer. Now, we can't say that too often because it really has gone to his head. His ego is just out of control since he became the third leg on the Grant and Danny show. And really, J.P. Finley's replacement on B. Mitch and Finley. But we can occasionally stay and refer to him as great. I think we're okay. I think we're okay. I don't think it's that big of a problem.
We got the great eight in this town. Now we got the great Toby.
doesn't really exactly have the same alliteration, but we gotta figure out something. Let's take a break so we can think of something to say. All right, we'll come back. Ask you, running back or a trade down for the Commanders next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.